eyes to see.
Eyes to see.
And my spirit is perceiving.
And my spirit is perceiving.
You've got something to say to me. I want to just preface this word with, I was given a gift this week, and it's the book of Isaiah, and it's the Passion Translation, which is kind of cool. And I want to kind of give you an oversight. The book of Isaiah is a collection of prophecies that is more than a historical record or teaching. It is an overarching vision of the heart of God revealed to his prophet. It spans the ages and touches every nation on earth, becoming a collective overview of all that God has planned. The message of Isaiah is one of victory, hope, comfort, and restoration. The theme of it, prophesies, are unrivaled in all of Scripture. With panoramic insight, Isaiah preaches the virgin birth of Christ, the bride of Christ, and the New Jerusalem. These prophecies also present a description of the cataclysmic judgment, the survival of a holy remnant emerging in Zion, and the canopy of glory that is coming to earth. That's a mouthful, isn't it? Yeah. I just give you Isaiah 53, verse 5. It was because of our rebellious deeds that he was pierced, and because of our sins that he was crushed. He endured the punishment that made us completely whole, and in his wounding we found our healing. Kind of cool, huh? I love the wording because it's just practical. And it's maybe putting some whipped cream on top of the pie. Got it? The press was on this afternoon to go to Isaiah 54. And of course, Isaiah 54:17 I know by heart. But the way that it's worded will take you a little higher. So I'll give you that verse first. But I promise you, no weapon meant to hurt you will succeed. And you will refute every accusing word spoken against you. So you're commissioned to respond. This promise is the inheritance of Yahweh's servants, and their vindication is from me, says Yahweh. So, again, I promise you no weapon meant to hurt you will succeed. Doesn't say it won't touch. Doesn't say it won't be around. And try. But you will refute every accusing word spoken against you. And of course, that's confirming pulling down strongholds. In 2 Corinthians 10:5, pull down every thought and make it obedient to Christ, making that truth the victory. And you have that responsibility. There are times that, you know, you may hear a conversation. You may have someone's opinion thrown at you. And I mean thrown. And you can say to that individual, I thank you for your, you know, opinion, but I don't need to agree. So there's a time to respond to a blast of darkness coming at you. You don't need to just lay down and let it hurt you. Okay? So verse 1 says, rejoice with singing, you barren one. You who have never given birth, burst into a song of joy and shout, you who have never been in labor. For the deserted wife will have more children than the married one, says Yahweh. Increase is coming, so enlarge your tent and add extensions to your dwelling. Hold nothing back. Make the tent ropes longer and the pegs stronger. So I believe that the Holy Spirit is saying, get ready. He's going to multiply what he's doing in us. But it also speaks of the word that we received from Susan by the Holy Spirit, that there's a birthing coming. And that birthing is going to bring something new. And he's telling us to shout for joy. Because again, the labor pains are not always comfortable when a woman is having that baby. And I don't need to tell you, you could probably give me lessons. Amen? I watched, but I didn't have the pain. You will increase and spread out in every direction. Your sons and daughters will conquer nations and revitalize desolate cities. Do not fear, for your shame is no more. Do not be embarrassed, for you will not be disgraced. You will forget the inadequacy you felt in your youth, and you will no longer remember the shame of your widowhood. For your maker is your husband. His name is Yahweh, commander of angels' armies. Commander. That's a term you can relate to. Your kinsman redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. He has the title of Mighty God of all the earth. Isn't that a cool word? He has the title Mighty God of all the earth. For I, Yahweh, have invited you to come back like a depressed, deserted wife, like a young wife who has experienced rejection. I am drawing you back to me, says Yahweh. For just a brief moment, I deserted you. But with tender feelings of love, I will gather you back to me. That's 1948. In a surge of anger, for just the briefest moment, I hid my face from you, but with the everlasting kindness I will show you my cherishing love, says Yahweh, your kinsman redeemer. To me, this is like the time when I vowed that the waters of Noah's flood would never again cover the earth. Now I vow to you that I will neither be angry with you nor rebuke you. Even if the mountains were to crumble and the hills disappear, my heart of steadfast, faithful love will never leave you. And my covenant of peace with you will never be shaken, says Yahweh, whose love and compassion will never give up on you. Now, there's a footnote. The Hebrew word for compassion is rachem, and means to love deeply like a mother's love. Rachem is a homonym for womb, with an implication that God loves is like the love of a mother carrying a child in her womb. You can't get any tighter than that. I thought that footnote really got to me. So again, recognizing that his love and compassion will never give up on you. God will restore. You unhappy one, storm-tossed and troubled, I am ready to rebuild you with precious stones. And your intimacy with me will be built on a foundation of sapphires. I will make your towers of rubies, your gates with sparkling jewels, and all your walls of precious, delightful stones. All your children will be away, and great will be their peace and prosperity. You will be established in righteousness. Oppression be far from you. Fear be far from you. Yes, terror will not come near you, nor will you be afraid. If anyone dares to stir up strife against you, it is not from me. Is that clear? Those who challenge you will go down in defeat. See, I am the one who created the craftsman who fans the coals into a fire and forges a weapon fit for its purpose. I am the one who created the destroyer to destroy. But I promise you, no weapon meant to hurt you will succeed. And you will refute every accusing word spoken against you. This promise is the inheritance of Yahweh's servants, and their vindication is from me, says Yahweh. Choosing to refute every accusing word spoken against me is something that I taught on many years ago. But the clarity of this word gives it a little extra oomph. Am I making any sense? And so be conscious of no weapon being formed against you can prosper. I know you know that one by heart. But my job to refute every accusing word is also shutting down the darkness so it doesn't prosper. It doesn't continue its destruction. So there are times that you may hear some tattling going on against you. Oh, well, Nora's grandmother came and she left this on the floor. Oh, really? Well, I don't need to receive that word. And I don't need to be accused. So let that, you know, it doesn't have to be spoken out loud to the person. But you can stop the war when it's still happening inside your own head. Because that's where the war is. It's usually right in here. And it's accusing you. And it's this and it's that. Okay? And you have a job. You will refute. He's declaring you will refute. Now, there's a footnote on the word refute, which is condemn.
That's what the Amplified says.
Yeah. So you will condemn every accusing word spoken against you. So keeping that in mind, I remember many years back that when I first started to obey, I had a beginning with that. And the Lord had given me this for a Wednesday night service. And I remember fighting my whole being because I knew I was supposed to give it to the body, to the church. Okay? And I had expectations in my head. Now, none of you guys ever do that, but I had them. And I can still remember sitting in the pew saying, okay, when, how, when, how, when, how, because again, the timing is important. So finally, there was a comment that was made, and I said, I have a word. And so I think it was Gino that was up there and said, you know, okay, come on up. And I'm thinking I'm going to read the first three or four sentences, and I'm going to be all done. So I was prepared to do three, four, five sentences. And I can remember, once I opened my mouth, he took over. And I knew he could do that, but not for a whole chapter. And so I finally said the whole thing, and then I'm full of apologies because I took up so much time. Because everything had to be regimented, you know. And certainly I knew better. But sprung the whole thing. So now I go and sit. And I'll never forget. Gino gets up, goes over to the pulpit and says, Kim, I'm glad you finally obeyed. Well, I didn't like that word at all. Because I had paid such a price. I was probably all wet, just under the, you know, nervous tension. And hopefully there was no BO, but I'll tell you truthfully, it felt that way. Okay. And I learned a lesson that night. Okay. I remember driving home saying, Holy Spirit, you were off awesome sneaky. You sneaked up on me. You took over. I'm glad you did, but I didn't like the experience. Did not like the attention because that was just not me. So he said, I'm breaking new ground. I'm stretching you, because that's what he was doing. I'm stretching you. Well, sometimes we don't need to be stretched. We think we're okay. But he's not preparing us just for today. He's preparing us for eternity, and next year, and the year after that, and the next 10 or 20, or whatever he's given for us. Get a clue? So what you go through, even though it's testy and it's uncomfortable, it is designed for an ultimate purpose. The plan is really on you to be stretched to the place that you'll be able to do his bidding when the time is right. And yes, when you open your mouth, he will close it when it's time. But the bottom line is you need to stop the fear tactics. I was still warring at that time with fears of rejection. Any kind of compliment, I had a hard time receiving it because, again, of background stuff. And some of you are dealing with that. Background stuff is something that needs to be dealt with. And you need to be patient with yourself. Amen?
Amen.
So put your hand over your heart. Say, Holy Spirit, if I need to be stretched, I give you permission. And I want to go forward in obedience to you. Because eternity is part of what you want done. In that realm as well as this realm. I don't know how many years I've got left. But I want to make sure I don't miss the goalpost. I want to have everything done according to your will. And I've got to be willing to open my mouth to do it. So take over. Press me to the finish line and give me the grace to be multiplied as I go forward in obedience to your Holy Spirit. And I will refute the opinions of people in my life that held me back or hurt and wounded me. It was their opinion. It didn't have to have an agreement from me. And if I did agree, I repent tonight. I forgive them. I set them free. And let Jesus heal them as he's healing me. Whether they're in heaven or earth, set them free, Lord. Hold no sin against them. Because I want that freedom that you paid for. To operate in me every day. Amen?
Amen.
In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray.
You know, the things that I believe God wants to